You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.
Every smile hides a secret, and some of them are deadly. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
The trial of Robert Tellis. By the time you are watching this or listening to this, we likely have a verdict by now, at least I would hope. It's so far going far longer than I thought it would, but it is what it is. Of course, Robert Tellis, he is the former Clark County public administrator who's accused of murdering Jeff Gurman, a reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Jeff was writing some stories exposing corruption, bringing truth to power, and allegedly Robert didn't like that all that much, exposing an affair as well. Shortly after that, well, Jeff was found dead on his lawn, and the man that likely killed him, Robert Tellis, joining me to discuss. Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. It's a crazy case. This whole thing, I know there's no such thing as an open and shut case. This one sure felt like it, though, because Robert sure wanted people to believe a very far-fetched narrative. What's been your thoughts?
Yeah, this is the greatest case on exactly what not to do as defense.
Yes.
This guy, I don't use these words flippantly ever, but he's an idiot. Thankfully, because it's not out yet. And I'm actually, you and I are kind of shocked. They didn't deliberate for like 10 minutes.
Yes. Yes.
Because everyone we're seeing on all the channels and all the podcasts is saying the same thing. He is sinking his own ship when he testified against his advice of counsel as well, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And he just got destroyed in cross. Everything you can do, and I'm not a huge practitioner and believer, and you can detect deception from nonverbals alone, because you really can't. It's a conglomeration of a lot of things that go in there for deception detection. But he was doing everything you shouldn't do, to be truthful.
Yeah.
He was, you know, first of all, the first thing you do when you're trying to spin a web of lies is talking a narrative. I mean, he literally hit the definition of what to do if you're going to lie. Mm-hmm. And he was all over the place, and he was just unbelievable. His fake tears in the class, classroom, because it was like, it was a classroom on what not to do, you know, rang true of very much like Alec Murdaugh, you know, trying to fake the tears in the courtroom as well. Because it's so, you know, it's interesting too, if anyone wants to go back and watch some of his testimony when the fake tears came up, or when his presumed tears come up, what allows it, besides the fact there's no wetness or anything, because people can start blubbering or try to blow their nose or put pepper on their nose and you know, fake it that way. What you want to look for is congruence, what we keep saying all the time with watching, observing human behavior. So he has no effect the entire time. He's pretty pragmatic about how he's facing this entire thing. And then it's like he tries to say, oh, wait, in this moment, I have to try to show emotion. Let's go. And he can't pull it off because it's completely incongruent with his entire demeanor.
He pulls it. Okay, he does not pull it off, but you're exactly right. Let's watch that clip of him crying in court, and we can talk more on the other side about what we're seeing.
This is H2. This is I2. And this is J2.
So I found my wife sitting on the floor in our bedroom in the middle of this mess. And so this for me was, you know, the thing that just broke me. I'm sorry. I knew I didn't do this thing. And yet the police claim to have this evidence. They did what they did to me. And I have a $1 million life insurance policy. I didn't want my family to have to go through more torture. And so I don't know what I was thinking, but I thought, you know what, if I can avoid the pain that they're going to suffer during this whole circus, then and put some money into their hands to make up for me not being there, then maybe this is the thing to do. But it was for me, never. I'm not guilty. I didn't kill Mr. German. But as you can see, I attempted suicide.
I found it interesting. There was a lot of horrible things that were brought up in this case. The thing he gets most upset about is me. Oh my God, I was going to kill myself, and that's the only time I'm going to show emotion.
I also don't believe it. I don't believe he's going to kill himself. He believes he's going to get away with it. Why would he kill himself?
Well, exactly. Yeah.
You know, there's no way he was going to kill himself. He is, first of all, he's too much of a coward to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
If he actually did love his family, he might have, because he is putting him through a lot. But no, he doesn't have that. He's not thinking of anyone but himself. So imagine that, though. Everything he's displayed so far, like you just said, is me. So why would he kill himself to benefit his family? That's incongruent. You wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's through his prism. Nothing makes sense.
No. But the only reason he might do it would be if someone gave him a really clear picture of what he's going to go through in prison for the rest of his life.
True.
Maybe.
True.
But it wouldn't be for anyone else but himself.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Sick of the ads? Yep, we are too. Then you need to become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts. Heck, even try it for 3 days free right now. As a Premium Plus subscriber, you'll get exclusive access to uncut interviews before everyone else. Plus, no more commercials. So, if you have an iPhone, just search True Crime Today Premium Plus and press subscribe now.